Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt, and I am in charge of sales and marketing for Purium, and it is a very fun job to have as we continue to break records. Yesterday actually was another record-breaking day for us, and not surprising. We just saw hundreds and hundreds of people throughout Florida. Dave Sandoval was in Clearwater and Palm Harbor, and I was over in Delray Beach, and we met in the middle of Florida in Ocala, and saw lots of new people, lots of great folks, and, you know, lots of energy and excitement about our transformation program and our Million Mom movement, and we're going to be talking a little bit about that tonight. Our training is going to be focused on marketing to women and marketing to men, some of the different communication styles and emotional needs and personal values that are gender-specific, and hopefully give you some insights as far as how to be a more effective communicator and to build your business. Before we do that, I want to make a couple of important announcements, starting with a new enrollment pack flyer that we just introduced. It's a great tool, especially for healthy happy hours and face-to-face meetings. It really focuses on our gold packs and our platinum packs, which is where the business is moving, and the large, large majority of new enrollments come in with gold packs and platinum packs. So, of course, we've got our Gold Rush promotion going on right now. For gold packs, you make $100 when you enroll a new gold pack. If you enroll a second or a third gold pack in the same week, you make $150. And a fourth or more, you make $200. So this promotion is set to expire at the end of August. We have about 6 weeks left on this promotion. So I really hope that you utilize this new enrollment pack flyer and take advantage of the Gold Rush promotion we've got going on. It's helping to drive, you know, lots of momentum throughout the summer months, and that's very unusual in this industry to have double-digit growth like we've had January and then February and then March and then April and then May and then June, and we're on track for another record-breaking month here in July. And I think the Gold Pack program, the Gold Rush promotion is a big part of it. And this enrollment pack flyer is just going to fuel the fire for utilizing that gold rush. So lots of good things happening. Our premier program continues to add new members. Most of the people who are enrolling in our business sign up with a backup order, and that's building solid foundations for everyone on this call. Just want to remind everybody that our backup order program is set to run this Sunday. We're actually bringing in a crew. Amy Venner, who's our president in charge of operations, she's going to be bringing in a whole staff, a whole team of people to process hundreds and hundreds of backup orders over the weekend so we can get them out Monday morning and keep things moving efficiently and continue with our commitment of orders in, go out the same day. So, you know, make sure you've got all of your information correct on your backup order, everything set up right, and as you look at your business on Monday morning, you'll see what you need to do to achieve the next rank. You'll see what your people need to do to achieve the next rank. So the Premier program and the way it's set up is really advantageous, not only for the person who's saving money, saving 30% off of retail price, but it's also set up for our members, also set up for our leaders, so they can see their business right in front of them and have 10 solid days to go out and finish the month strong. In the month of July, there are no holidays here at the end of the month. We end the month on a weekday, so we're expecting big, big things, a big rush of business here toward the end of the month and keep things moving. So speaking of keeping things moving, we got a lot of stuff happening in Hawaii. I'm going to be out there next week. We'll be announcing a Thursday event as well as a Saturday event. We're expecting hundreds of people at both venues. And then we're looking at potentially setting up a tour of the Long Beach facility on Monday morning, the 29th of July. So that's just in a couple of weeks. Be looking for an announcement on that. We like to have people visit our facility to see the quality, to see how we create the products that you enjoy so much. So if you're in the Long Beach area or know somebody, Monday morning, we'll look the 29th, it looks like we're going to be doing a tour, so look for information on that. Then Dave Sandoval is going to be inviting people to his retreat on August 8th through the 11th, as well as August 15th through the 18th. And this is something that really separates our companies from other companies. You know, we have a full wellness commitment. It's built into our mission. It's built into Dave's DNA. Is he's here to help people, and there's no better way to understand Dave's philosophy and to understand how to live your life in a more holistic manner than to spend time with Dave. And so this is much more than a retreat. This is much more than a vacation. This is much more than a getaway. This is an opportunity to spend time with Dave, pick his brain, and understand what healthy lifestyle is all about. And believe it or not, if you've done a successful transformation, you've received a 50% off certificate for these retreats. If you're willing to double up with somebody, you can go for $650. For $650, three nights, room paid, food paid, excursions paid, special treats, and you have an opportunity to enjoy the same program that other people could only dream about. And the only other people that will be there will be the Transformation Challenge winners. And so what I'd like to do also tonight is, before we get into the training, is to announce the winner of Transformation number 18. And I don't believe she was on the line. I was listening closely. She's from California. She lost 8.2 pounds, 3 inches, and her name is Sherry Honeycutt. So, Sherry, if you are on the line, we'd love to hear from you. Congratulations. You've just won a trip for two to Dave Sandoval's Native Springs Oasis. Well, I don't think Sherry's on the line here with us tonight, so we'll catch her next week. But, you know, it's amazing that we've had 18 different winners, opportunity to meet Dave, visit the Native Springs Oasis, and have a fantastic retreat experience. So Sherry and her guest, her friend, her significant other, whoever she chooses to invite, will enjoy that with Dave. So, Dave, before I get into the training tonight, I know you've been traveling around and visiting with folks, talking with people. Is there anything that you wanted to specifically share, you know, that you saw, that you learned, that, you know, is on your mind from, you know, your visit to Florida or other things going on right now in the business before I jump into the training tonight?
Well, definitely, you know, there's so many people that were so instrumental, you know, and I want to start by saying thank you, David, and thanks to everybody who is on the call tonight. The trip to Florida was fantastic. Real, real momentum building. When you're at a place for the very first time and you get close to 100 people there and you've only met 3 or 4 of those people before, you know, and then the next night you go to another place that you've never been to before and there's close to 100 people there and there's only 3 or 4 that you've met before. And so there's people who made that happen, you know. There's the Eric Nishes and the Sonia Magruders and, you know, the many others whose names I can't always recall, and there's so many, that those are two names that come to mind. And but more importantly, the amazing people that I met, dedicated, professional, educated, really passionate people. And, you know, what I think I appreciated most is that I probably spent an inordinate amount of time talking about the philosophy behind the products and maybe not as much time as I should have about the products. And yet, you know, all of the Facebook, you know, thank yous were that, you know, they wanted to know who we were before they knew what we had. And I think that we did a really good job of showing, you know, Florida who we were and making a lot of great new friends who are really dedicated to helping us spread the Million Mom Mission. Really dedicated to help us to create, you know, people who are fulfilling, you know, the wish of wealth, independence, security, and health. And so, I love the fact that we're reaching, you know, far down in Texas and far across to Hawaii and far up to Canada. And, you know, and obviously success right in our own backyard here in California. So, you know, Purium is growing. We're turning into an octopus. We're not, you know, a one-horse pony for sure. And I'm really proud of everybody who's independently going out and building dynamic businesses built upon this philosophy of breaking your addiction to food and of compounding the opportunity to make people's lives better, to save them time and save them money. This is the dream. It's the dream come true for so many people. And to be part of other people's dreams coming true is, it's just fun, Dave. It's just fun. It's exciting. And like we said, it's cool. And we've made healthy cool. And I'm proud of everybody, all the cool people who I've met that are making it happen.
Nice. Well, yeah, it was fun. I just got an email from somebody. It was actually from a couple that they had each lost 13 pounds, and they just shared an email with somebody who's been on the transformation for 5 days. He's already lost 11 pounds. And, you know, there's nothing that buoys your spirits more than hearing people and seeing people have success and change their lives. And that was one of the things we did in Ocala, Florida, was videotape some testimonials and really tremendous, tremendous testimonials, heartfelt testimonials. Even the video crew was like, I can't believe what I'm hearing. I want to learn more about this product. And when you've got a video crew that's probably seen it all many, many times, to hear them say, wow, I don't know what you're doing, but I want to be part of it, very, very exciting. And, you know, your point, Dave, about connecting with people is really a perfect segue into tonight's training, because one of the things that's important about how to market to women is to make an emotional connection, to focus more on the long term, and like you say, the vision. And so that's why I'm sure that you're receiving so many compliments from the presentation that you did, was by connecting at an emotional level, by telling stories. You know, those are the things that you know intuitively that we're going to share here this evening. So let's talk primarily about marketing to women. We'll talk a little bit about marketing to men. And obviously, you know, not every person is the same. In fact, no person is the same. So, you know, the generalizations that we're making here tonight are just meant as examples to be helpful so that you can understand the tendencies of women, the tendencies of men. And let's start with the big question, which is why market to women in the first place? You know, we have this million mom movement. Why are we focused on women? And the answer is women control 75% of the family finances and more than 80% of the nutritional decisions, more than 80% of the food decisions in most households. So women are making the decisions as to what their families eat, especially if there is a complete family in the house. Another thing that may be surprising to lots of people is women launch twice as many businesses as men. So women are very entrepreneurial, and more you're finding households in which women earn as much or more than husbands. In fact, more than one out of every four households that have a man and a woman in it, the woman earns more money. And, you know, women are networkers. They like to talk about different brands. In fact, there was a study recently that said that, believe it or not, women talk about 92 different brands per week. So if you don't think you're making recommendations about movies, about restaurants, about electronics, about what to do, what to see, where to go, chances are if you're a woman, believe it or not, you're making more than 90 recommendations a week, and we just want to be one of those recommendations. In fact, we want to be lots of those recommendations over and over and over. And another thing about women is 51% of women will buy something based on one conversation with a friend. And that's really important, that women are used to making buying decisions, they're comfortable making buying decisions, and more often than not, they're ready, willing, and able to make a buying decision if you can connect with them right. So when we talk about marketing to women, there's a great consulting group called the Boston Consulting Group that did, you know, an unbelievably in-depth study about how to market to women, because it's so important for marketers in general, no matter what you're selling, to understand the thought process of how women think and how women buy. And as I said before, women are focused on the long term, whereas men are more focused on the short term. And, you know, when we talk about the products, when we talk about the business, women especially want to make an emotional connection. You want to tell stories, describe situations, put them in the product, and, you know, help them to understand what it's going to be like to live the lifestyle. Another thing that's important is you want something that's going to complement a woman's life, not complicate a woman's life. Women are busy. Everyone's busy, but especially women are busy, 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 whether they stay at home with kids or whether they're working and have kids or whether they're just independent working, whatever it may be. You know, women are busy people. Everyone's busy these days, and you need to figure out a way to explain how the products and how the business will complement, not complicate their life. On the other hand, women want to be educated. They care about the journey as much as the destination and are much more likely to be interested in some of the supplementary services that we offer, like our naturopathic doctor, Dr. Mike, like all the videos that Dave has created, like the Monday Morning Health Minutes. So that sort of information, what seems to be ancillary information, oh, by the way, information, becomes very important to women because they want the totality of the experience to be something that's beneficial to them and their life. Another really important point when you're marketing to women is women are more observant than men. And so it's going to be very, very important for lots of reasons to be very careful about what you say, how you say it, where you have the meeting, and how you set up the environment for a woman to feel comfortable and for a woman to feel like you're professional, you know what you're talking about, and you're going to do something that's going to benefit them. So a man is much more likely to overlook the little things if he hears something that is a big concept, a big picture, something that he thinks can make money. He's willing to take that message from anyone and run with it, whereas a woman is much less likely to trust somebody that doesn't dot their I's and cross their T's. So again, these are just generalizations, but important things to help you to understand that if you're going to be presenting and marketing to women, that they want to be treated well. They care about relationships. They care about connections and are more willing to spend more time to learn about something because they are willing to make a decision, oftentimes in one conversation, that it's worth the extra time to make sure that they have the information that they need and that you want to engage them. You want to have an active discussion with a woman and give them time for a decision and ask them questions. You know, what do you like best about the product? You know, when you think about this, you know, how do you see that working for you? Which of these products is most interesting to you? What's most exciting about the, you know, which of these before and after photos you think is most exciting? So engage them in a way that's positive and emotional, and you know, then you can get to the questions of, you know, how do you see yourself starting? So there's lots of great information about, you know, of course, the most famous is Men Are for Mars, Women Are for Venus, by Dr. John Gray. But there's lots of great information that talk about, you know, the different communication styles, the different emotional needs, the different personal values. But one of the big ones that I think is really, really interesting is that men, like I said before, tend to focus on big acts. They tend to focus on big ideas, big picture, and one, you know, whiz-bang concept oftentimes will make the sale or not, whereas women tend to look and add up little points one at a time. They have a much more, much more attention to detail, and if they feel like everything's adding up correctly, then, you know, they're going to feel comfortable, and they'll be willing to say if they're not hearing everything they need to hear. So chances are they're going to engage you in a more open book way and share their objections with you, whereas men, if they don't like what they hear or they haven't heard that big idea, they're going to tend to go into their cave and they're not going to you're not necessarily going to know, you know, whether they're interested or not. So, you know, because women are such great networkers, because they're so willing to share a brand, because they're so willing to share a mission, you know, because they're involved in nutrition and wellness and health, you know, women are going to be a big, big, big part of the growth of our business. And so whether you're a man or a woman listening to this, I think it's really important that you understand, you know, how to market to women most importantly. And I think part of that has to do with you know, being product focused, being authentic, knowing your product, having the product experience yourself, showing those before and after pictures, and just, you know, telling them, you got to try this, you know, try this, and from that experience, you're not going to be able to help yourself but share it. And so, you know, be careful of too many compensation plan details. Be careful of anything that's going to complicate things from their perspective. Keep it simple, keep it fun, keep it emotional, keep it visual, and, you know, good things are going to happen. So I've got a couple of other ideas, but this is a good time, Dave, if you want to jump in on, you know, the concept of marketing to women, being product-focused, focusing on stories, or marketing to men, you know, sharing the opposite side. You know, anything in there resonate with you as something that needs a little bit more explanation?
Well, not. I think you're doing, you know, a good job of you know, breaking that down. I think whenever you, the main thing in marketing to me was getting somebody to identify. I had a cousin and they were going down the street and they're like, you know, I didn't realize how many billboards there were for baby products, you know, until I got pregnant. And now it seems like every billboard, every sign, everywhere I look is like, you know, things about babies and moms, and every magazine seems to be about that. And the reason why is because when you're looking for something, you will see something that's designed for you. But you won't see something that's not designed for you. Your eye just doesn't catch it until you subconsciously are looking for that. Does that make any sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I find that all the time with me.
And so because of that, we can't speak to everyone at once and think that people are going to find their own way to identify with us. That's just, it can't be the way that we approach people. So we need to find out a detail about people, and the best way to do that is to ask questions, make yourself familiar with them, find out something that is close and personal to them. And with women, that's really easy. What's close and personal to them is their family. That's almost always it. And while that may be true of men as well, there may be some stereotypical and, you know, and time entrenched, you know, type of attitudes that still say that women are running the family. And I would have to say that that hasn't changed that much in, you know, in the last 100 years as much as we think that it has. And so that having been said, if you want to get the attention of the person who is in charge of other people, then the best way to do that is to let them know that you can help them help those other people. And, you know, it really is that simple. So mom's in charge of keeping everyone healthy and happy. And we're in charge of helping moms to do that. And so it isn't a genius thing. It isn't rocket science. You know, there's a basic instinct of moms to protect the people that they love. And right now, they need protecting. They need protecting from GMOs. They need protecting from artificial colors, artificial sweeteners, artificial flavors, and artificial food. And we're sounding the alarm. Moms, come to action, call to action. There is danger lurking, and your family is in danger, and you, your protective instinct, that primordial protective instinct of mothers, needs to be arisen right now. That's my message.
Nice. Well, absolutely, you know, you've hit it exactly right and hit it hard, and that's why we do see this mission resonating with so many women in such a powerful way is exactly that mama bear instinct, that danger and protective instinct. And, you know, the other thing you said, which is, you know, interesting, it's one of my favorite marketing quotes of all time, and you almost said it word for word, which is, I can't give you the formula for success, but I can give you the formula for failure, and the formula for failure is try to please everyone. And, you know, people are not generic. They want you to talk with them specifically, and the best way to do that is to ask questions. So, you know, you're 100% right on there, Dave. Let me leave this with just, you know, one or two other quick little ideas about communication and maybe across all the spectrum of women and men. There's a very famous personality test, probably the most famous, called Myers-Briggs, which breaks personalities into 16 personality types. And I prefer a much simpler personality spectrum, which breaks it into four. It's called the color wheel. They use four different colors. And the four colors are blue, red, green, and yellow. And blue people are like talkative kind of people. They're just gregarious. They're the type of person who will walk into a meeting and still be on a cell phone. You know, a red person is somebody who's a driver. They're somebody who's a CEO, somebody who wants to make things happen, very competitive. And in our business, blues and reds tend to be the most successful, and blues and reds tend to be women. You know, they're definitely blue men. They're definitely red men. But, you know, blues and reds are who we're looking for. And communicating with blues and reds are different. You know, somebody who's very talkative, you're going to have to prepare yourself to spend lots of time with them, asking lots of questions, learning all about their family. All of that is essential to getting them involved in your business. So it may seem like small talk, but that small talk is a big part of what they're hoping to get out of the relationship with you. Whereas reds, very driven, very competitive, very focused, very bottom line. If you start chatting too long, reds are going to get bored. They're going to start to look at their watch, and they're going to feel like you have nothing for them. So be really careful of, you know, the type of person, and ultimately we may do a full training on this color wheel concept. But greens and yellows, greens are very data-oriented, yellows are very rules-oriented, so more of software programmers, accountants, police officers, and lots of those folks tend to be men, and they tend not to do as well in this business. So, you know, this industry is driven by women, food decisions are made by women, nutrition decisions are made by women, and the majority of direct sales and network marketing people are women. And so I'm really glad that we have a message, a product line, a mission, an owner that understands women, that resonates with women. And, you know, that's a big part of our focus. And so this Million Mom Movement is, you know, taking action, and we're looking for people who want to be community leaders. We're looking for people who want to raise their hand. So find the dynamic women in your life, in your email list, on your cell phone. Call them up and see if you can spend some time with them, and hopefully you learned a couple of things from Dave and from myself here tonight about how to communicate with them and to connect our products, our opportunity, and our mission with what it is that they're trying to accomplish in their life. And if you do that, there's no question you're going to have not only a great new person, but a great new person who's willing to share you know, what we're doing with other people, and that's the magic. So thanks so much for joining us here tonight. Tomorrow night we have Dr. Mike, Let's Talk Health, 1 hour earlier, and then Dave and I will be back on Thursday night, same time, same number, to talk about the business opportunity. So hope you got a little something out of tonight's call. Thanks for joining. Thanks for listening in, and congratulations to Sherry Honeycutt, winner of Transformation number 18, and we will catch you tomorrow night. Thanks so much, Dave. Thanks, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Great call, David. Thank you for all of that knowledge.